You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. With Lucky Show 444, we start off this new episode of Neon Jazz with veteran Denver jazz saxophonist Keith Oxman with the tune I've Got Beginner's Luck off the 2016 CD East of the Village. And it's been luck from the time he was 12 when he first picked up the tenor sax given to him by his cousin. From there, he would spend his musical career playing with the likes of Sonny Stitt, Art Blakey, Buddy Rich, Jack McDuff, Tom Harrell, Phil Woods, and so many others. And these were all idols of his growing up. And speaking of that luck, during a recent talk with Neon Jazz, he delved in further.
But I really like the kids, and I feel very lucky to be part of that. I feel very lucky to be playing. I just feel like a very lucky soul, you know. I get to do the things that make me happy. And I don't have to go through, I mean, I see colleagues of mine, they come to school, it's like, oh my God, you know, 5,000 days till retirement, I can't wait. I'm not even thinking about that, so I feel very fortunate. That's who I think I am, I guess.
In between teaching, performing, and releasing new material, Keith is a cat that is always a solid practitioner of the jazz arts and making it a great place to swim in. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of cats like Brett Jackson and that looming legend Bird on the saxophone, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of some good vibes jazz-wise to bring you a little bit of luck your way here on 444. One of the major influences in Keith's life, and not surprisingly, is Charlie Parker. So as we go into a live performance of Out of Nowhere, this is a good one, let's listen to Keith talk about Bird.
Like ninth grade or so, I heard a recording of Charlie Parker, and that just went through me like a knife, you know, and I said, that's what I want to do. And I had a teacher about the same time that I had gotten who was very inspirational and helped me a great deal. And then I started sitting in with a lot of the musicians around, the older musicians around town. And
so it's time to take our leave from Storyville for tonight. You've been listening to the Charlie Parker Quartet with Rhett Garland on piano, Bernie Griggs bass, Roy Haynes on drums, and starring Charlie Parker on alto sax.
Hi, I'm Chuck Haddix, and I always wake up Saturday mornings with Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
That was New York and Paris-based composer and saxophonist Patrick Zimarelli, Jet Setting, joined by his quartet with the tune Hephaestus off the 2016 CD Shores Against Silence. This is a well-traveled cat who has been collaborating with some of the biggest names in jazz, like Joshua Redman, Brad Meldow, Brian Blade, and many others, and he's been at places like Carnegie Hall and Town Hall in New York City. From Russian pianist Yelena Ekimov with that quintet following the lead. This is the newest 2017 tune, Baba Lisa's Singer, off the CD Blooming Tall Phlox, next on this growing hour of jazz. ¶¶
Hi, this is New York-based jazz vocalist Deborah Latz, and you're listening to Casey's very own Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was the brilliant alto saxophonist Michael Attias with the tune Roger Lodge off his latest 2017 album Nerve Dance, and you should pick this one up. He was born in Israel, spent his childhood in Paris, and during his adolescence he moved to America and resided in the chilly, very bone-cold city of Minneapolis. Then he went on to move to New York City. He's been there since 1994. No matter where he has been, there was one dream that's carried him along in the very beginning. Let's let him explain.
And one of these nights, falling asleep and having that experience, I had a dream that I was on a bus with some musicians. And one of them hands me this small box, this tiny box, this case, and says, here, open it. And I open it, and there's a small saxophone inside. And he says, play. And I go, I don't know how to play. He goes, no, go ahead. And I took it out of the box, and suddenly it's a full-size alto saxophone, and I start playing. And probably what happened is that the music that was playing on the tape recorder while I was sleeping filtered into the dream, and I started playing.
This proverbial thinker, traveler, questioner, and musician is a quietly fierce force on the international and domestic improvisational scene. He has released 7 critically acclaimed albums since 2005 and won many awards to back up that bravado. So in those early years, there was one sound, one musician, one album cover, and it captivated his imagination, like so many others. Miles Davis's 1970 double album, a classic, Bitches Brew. As he talks about it, this is the tune, John McLaughlin.
The jazz, I think, when I was about 12, and this is in Minneapolis, a friend of mine used to hang out at his place. His father had a great record collection, a lot of albums from the 70s, these amazing covers. And the one that had absolutely the most amazing cover to me was Bitches Brew. So I took that home and just started listening to it over and over because I couldn't understand it, but just the mood of it was so powerful. Thank you.
My name is Michael Ishias. I'm an alto saxophone player. I live in New York City, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Demino.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river. Me, it was just one of those things, but don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's love me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny. We're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always. I'm with you rain or shine. I'm gonna love you like nobody. nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river. Come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny. We are in or we're out of the money. But I'll love you always.
That was The True Artist, A Voice for the Ages, and One Fine Lucky Song. Billie Holiday with Come Rain or Come Shine, circa 1955. And it was all that soul and a unique singing voice coming out of Baltimore, Maryland, that made her a star and a legend in the world of jazz. And she had that luck, much like the 444 that is the number of this very show. And my delightful girlfriend, Amanda, picked this tune specifically for the show to be played right here in this exact spot in the lineup. And she actually is here and has a few thoughts as she joins me here at the old jazz desk.
No, the profound thing is that the songs that I chose this week were songs that personify my favorite type of jazz, and that's that jazz that makes you feel like you are in a boat on a warm spring day, drifting with the breeze down the river, not a care in the world. Nothing but love in your heart. And that is what those songs made me think of when I picked them.
Here's another lucky tune full of fours. This is Harry Connick's 1990 tune, We Are In Love. And that would be one more thought from the girl on this lucky hour of Neon Jazz.
I know you so well. I can't tell by the sound of your voice if you're really in love with me. And you are. And you are. You know I can't lie. If I say to you, baby, I love you, then baby, I love you. Oh, and I do. Yes, I do. I do. Could it be that's a phrase you thought never would faze you? Well, baby, you better hold on tight. I'm the one who's supposed to kneel down and propose. Well, all right. Ooh, I might. So when I kiss you goodnight, just sleep tight with a thought that you'll always be caught up in love with me. And you'll dream that the stars up above have the answer of whether we'll be or whether we won't be. Yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
I do. Could it be that's a phrase you thought never would face you? Well, baby, oh, you better hold on tight. 'Cause I'm the one who's supposed to kneel down and propose. Well, all right. Oh, I might. Well, I might. So when I kiss you goodnight, just sleep tight with a thought that you'll always be caught up in love with me. And you'll dream that the stars up above, that the end of whether we'll be or whether we won't be in love. Well, we are. Yes, we are. Ooh, we are. Girl, we are. Indubitably, we are.
This is Jilly Vanilli, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with JoJo D'Amino.
Never treats me sweet and gentle the way she should. I've got it bad and that ain't good. My poor heart is sentimental, not made of wood. I've got it bad and that ain't good. But when the fish are jumping and Friday rolls around, my girl and me, we gin some and send some and then some. She don't love me like I love her. Nobody could. I've got it bad and that ain't
good.
That was the WDR Big Band with Joe Williams and Milt Jackson circa 1995 with the song I've Got It Bad off the 1994 CD Blues and Beyond. Right out of Cologne, Germany, this outfit has been hammering away at it since the end of the 50s, and there's no stopping them. Speaking of big bands, big names, and some seriousness, this is the great guitarist Kevin Eubanks off his 18-year tenure as the guitarist and music director of TV's Tonight Show. 2017, he has a new one out. This is called East-West Timeline, and the song is Carnival, which has been his life as this hour of jazz keeps on moving on, kids. Thank you. Again, that was one of the most recognizable jazz cats around on the TV, guitar cat Kevin Eubanks, with the 2017 song Carnival off his CD East West Timeline. And finally, we have hit the end of the show, and the honors go to the legendary double bassist Ray Brown, and he is a good pick for that. This is the tune Moody Speaks off his complete recording CD, 1946 to 59, and that's a lot of action. So, thanks, jazz lovers, for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man keeping things real around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Hey, yo!
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We get mail. We always respond, and we love you, each and every one of your jazz souls. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends. No pants.
No, they're not. I can't stop laughing.
Don't define jazz. Jazz is just like an attitude.
Neon Jazz.